Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to create an other category. Doing so can make organizing a lot simpler and faster. My family moved earlier this year, and I spent weeks unpacking. The kitchen was particularly tedious, and only the rather urgent need to find my pots and pans kept me going. I spent a lot of time deliberating over questions like whether a vegetable peeler belongs in the knife drawer or the utensils drawer or somewhere else, and where to store napkin rings, which we don't really use but have, and where to put various things that aren't actually kitchen items, but that you sometimes need while you're in the kitchen. But most flummoxing was all the random stuff that was in our kitchen boxes. When you live in a house for a decade, a lot of stuff winds up in drawers and in piles in your kitchen. And so a box labeled kitchen might very well have small toys and other random things, like a broken cup shaped like a dinosaur that can't actually be used, but can't be thrown away, lest the child with an affinity for it see it in the trash. What made unpacking possible was creating a junk drawer. And I don't even mean what most people think of as a kitchen junk drawer, which might have pencils, scissors, rubber bands, spare change, and other such small items. I have a drawer for those. Let's call that junk drawer number one. I am talking the truly random stuff I was pulling out of boxes. I couldn't really put it back in the boxes because then it would block other stuff from coming out of the boxes. Or I would still have boxes sitting there in my eating space. So I created an other drawer, we could call it junk drawer number two, for anything that didn't have a clear and appropriate home anywhere. Suddenly the question, where does this go, became a lot less stressful because I could answer myself or a younger helper by saying, I don't know, so put it in that bottom drawer over there. Once I had a drawer for this big category of other, unpacking went more quickly. I could efficiently get the rest of the kitchen a lot less junky. Creating an other category can be helpful in many contexts. When we designate a spot where anything can go, everywhere else can be a lot more orderly. An other category is a great technique when organizing physical spaces, especially areas like kitchens, offices, and kids' rooms, where there is a fair amount of stuff that defies classification. An other category can be useful in a household budget too. COVID tests, parking tickets, the impulse purchase at a charity auction. If you know where those items belong in your budget, great. If not, put them in other. It's a junk drawer. Longtime listeners will have heard my encouragement to batch the little things. That means to designate a time each week for doing all the various tasks that need to be done, but don't fit neatly somewhere else in your schedule. Batching little things is the time equivalent of a junk drawer or an other category. I pay bills, respond to invitations, and fill out forms in one fell swoop on Friday afternoons. So the next time you are spending way too much time and mental energy deliberating about how to categorize something, embrace the genius of the junk drawer. The paradox is that by creating one seemingly unorganized space, everything else can be more orderly. Certainly more orderly and in less time than if you insisted on absolutely everything having a category or place. We all need junk drawers in our lives. It is really the best way to be workably organized. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper, wear it like no one else.
Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.